Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm so grateful that you're joining me today during this holiday Christmas amazing Advent season. This podcast is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a book that I've written for Harvest House. It's my 40th book, and it takes you through the book of Romans. We're going to continue our journey in the book of Romans, Romans 10, verses 11 through 21, in the easy-to-read version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Yes, the scriptures say anyone who trusts in him will never be disappointed. It says this because there is no difference between those who are Jews and those who are not. The same Lord is the Lord of all people, and he richly blesses everyone who looks to him for help. Yes, everyone who trusts in the Lord will be saved. But before people can pray to the Lord for help, they must believe in him. And before they can believe in the Lord, they must hear about him. And for anyone to hear about the Lord, someone must tell them. And before anyone can go and tell them, they must be sent. As the scriptures say, how wonderful it is to see someone coming to tell good news. But not all the people accepted that good news. Isaiah said, Lord, who believed what we told them? So faith comes from hearing the good news, and people hear the good news when someone tells them about Christ. But I ask, did those people not hear the good news? Yes, they heard, as the scriptures say, their voices went out all around the world. Their words went everywhere in the world. Again, I ask, did the people of Israel not understand? Yes, they did understand. First Moses says this for God, I will use those who are not really a nation to make you jealous. I will use a nation that does not understand to make you angry. Then Isaiah is bold enough to say this for God, the people who were not looking for me, they are the ones who found me. I made myself known to those who did not ask for me. But about the people of Israel, God says, all day long I stood ready to accept those people, but they are stubborn and refuse to obey me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray for those listening today that they would be sent out from you, that they would be ambassadors and missionaries in their context. I thank you for their unique and beautiful, powerful life. I'm so grateful they're here because they have relationships I'll never have. They have connections I'll never have. They are reaching the world that I will never reach. And so, Lord, thank you that you have called us to be ambassadors and missionaries for you in our context. Thank you that our lives matter in the places where we are, that there's no hierarchy in the kingdom of God. We're all humble before the cross of Christ, and we all have a job to do. Help us not to despise that job, but to walk into it by faith. Would you send us, Lord? Here we are, like the prophet Isaiah said, here am I, send me. We say that same bold proclamation to you, especially as we consider what's going to happen in 2020 and think about what is the new year going to bring for us. We just simply say, here am I, send me. Lord, I'm so grateful that we have been chosen by you. I am so grateful that that we can be your children, and it's not just for one nation of the world, but for all nations. You promised to Abraham that through him all the nations of the world would be blessed. I remember seeing in Revelation that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, there'll be every tribe, every tongue, every nation before your throne. And we will be saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. This is so powerful to think about, that people from every culture, every tribe, every tongue will be singing before you, will be worshiping you, will be laying, they won't be able to help but to prostrate themselves before you, not prostate. They're going to be prostrate before you, Lord. This is a miracle. You have given us life, you have given us a mission, you have given us hope, and you have given us the world, in the sense that there are going to be people around this world who know you because of our faithfulness to you. And that is not for my glory, that is not for our glory. All glory goes to you. Lord, as we think about what's going to happen next year and how we want to order our lives and make resolutions and things like that, we ask your Holy Spirit that he would intercede for us and help us to shape the next year in a way that would honor and glorify you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the special 2-year anniversary on February 1st, I'm asking that you would share a testimony at marydemuth.com. Click on the icon that looks like a little microphone and record a testimony about this podcast. You can also record something on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com. And here's a reminder, the Pray Every Day app makes it really, really easy to listen to this podcast, and it's free, and it's on iTunes and Google Play. Have an amazing day, and I pray that you know that you are loved by the God of the universe. He's chosen you to go out and bear fruit.